Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and I am the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We have an amazing show lined up for you today. And really, this is the time of year where people are starting new, starting fresh, restarting those new goals, those resolutions that, just so you know, most of them fail by the 16th to 18th of the month. So we're not going to let that happen this year with you guys. You know, we're coming at you this year again with the radio show because we realize that our mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease. And you know, I gotta tell you that we are doing things that most people aren't in our culture right now. We're doing things that that we really want to make sure you know, and you're well equipped with the information you need to get to the health that you desire. In reality, is this? It breaks down to the five essentials, right? This is the five essentials of health and healing. Essential number one is our mindset. What is your mindset when it comes to health and healing? Do you believe you're broken? Do you believe that you're pieced together? Do you think that, you know, there's parts of your body that don't really work together, or don't belong? Or do you believe that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that you have been designed to heal, you desire to heal, and that your body's working on your behalf all the time, consistently? Because that is the truth, that on a cellular level, your body does want to thrive. It doesn't want to merely survive. It wants to thrive. And if you feel like you're just surviving, then something is not clicking. Something's not right in the body. And so I would tell you that when you've been created to heal, we know the body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. It just needs no interference. And so what we do in our clinic is we focus on the five essentials. One, mindset. Two is nerve system. So your spine. Why am I a corrective care chiropractor? I'm not a quack. I'm a corrective care chiropractor. I'm not just a naturopath or a nutrition guy or a fitness guy. Our goal is to really be doctors of cause, where we have to start from the inside out. The reason is the spine protects the spinal cord and nervous system. For the signals from the brain to travel down your spinal cord and cross the nerves to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body, your brain has to be able to communicate that and get there at 100%. And the spine has to be in proper position for those signals to get to the body at 100%. So if your spine is damaged, your nervous system cannot function optimally the way it was designed to function. Therefore, it creates dysfunction in the body, which creates dis-ease, sickness, symptoms, disease. We do not want that for you. So we got to start from the inside out. That is how you're designed to heal. That the nervous system is what controls the healing. The lifestyle is what contributes to the healing. I'm going to say that again. The nerve system controls the healing. The lifestyle contributes to healing. Number three is we got to look at your nutrition. Nutrition is vital for your health. Why? Because the food you eat feeds the cells you have, right? So it literally feeds your body, not just your appetite, okay? Number four is exercise and oxygen. You don't exercise to get a six pack. We don't have you exercise because we want you to lose weight. That's just a side effect. The reason we exercise is because we know that if your joints are moving, if your heart rate is up, your lungs are expanding, we know and research shows that what will happen is that the lymphatic system will be better, so therefore your immune system will be functioning better. Your digestive system is going to also improve. And of course, your cardiovascular health is going to improve, which in turn creates more oxygen in your body. We want your body to be oxygen rich, not oxygen deprived. Most people in our culture are oxygen deprived because of sedentary lifestyle, their posture, how they sit, you name it. It's really not helping them at all. And number five is we want to focus on minimize chemicals and toxicities. This is one of those things that's really is increasing year after year with all the chemicals that are people using to wash their body, wash their house, even in the air, water, and environment that we have. And so I'm coming at you today with truth about health and healing because we realize that people aren't getting the truth because they don't know where to find it. We are in an era where people can search and search and search and search, but they never really know what to look for, right? They're literally information engulfed with information, and what's happening is they're not getting the results that they want. And so I will tell you this is that if you're listening to the show, it's not by accident. It's absolutely on purpose. It's actually a reason that you're listening to the show, whether you just heard us for the first time or this is you've been listening to us for 10 years. You know why you're listening to the show is because it's hard to find actual truth out there in our culture. And we want to have you be counterculture. So that requires this. It requires this difference in knowing, consuming the right information, consuming information that gives you hope and choice when it comes to your health. Now, I will tell you that every show, people text in and call in because they want to get information about how to schedule a new patient appointment. That is one of the number one things people call in and ask for. If you are wondering what we do in our clinic as a new patient appointment, because a lot of people are trying to restart their year, right? So what we do is when you come into the office, we spend about 45 to 60 minutes with each new patient that comes in. We go over your health history, maybe really how you got where you are today. We figure out where your health is currently. And most importantly, we want to know where you want to take your health. Like, what does that blueprint look like for you? And most people don't have a blueprint. Well, in order to build the house that you want or the health that you want, you must have a blueprint. And then we do a complete nerve system, posture, range of motion, evaluation, and a full set of x-rays to see what your spine looks like. Because if there's damage in the spine, it damages the body. And so when people come into our office, we want to make sure we're gathering all the data we need. And our team of doctors looks at everything that after the appointment. And the follow-up appointment, we go over everything with you so you know exactly what's going on. You know what your spine looks like. We actually teach you how to read your own x-rays. We teach you what the blueprint's going to be. We go over time. We go over money. We go over the game plan going forward of how we're going to actually get you well, starting from the inside out through the spinal cord and nervous system. And most people have never had their spine checked. Now, If you do that same exact evaluation and the same amount of x-rays at a medical facility, it's going to be thousands of dollars. And so what we do in our office, especially when you're listening to the radio show, it's only $60. So this is the catch, is that whenever people are listening to the radio show, and they're like, I think I should call in. I think I should text in. I think I should call in. Listen, don't think, don't try, just do. I it's literally my personal line. So when you text in to schedule a new patient appointment or call in to schedule a new patient appointment, I will actually get the phone and answer it and or call you back if I miss it with all the calls. So if you're wanting a new patient appointment, just so you know, our office is located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. We have people who drive to us from far, far away distances. And so I want to make sure that we're readily available for you so there's no excuses, right? So the $60 fee, it covers your entire new patient appointment and the follow-up appointment, okay, to go over everything with you. It's only $60. This is the catch. Just pick up the phone and call or text right now. The number to call or text is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Okay. Guys, as we look into what people have been really struggling with for for most of their life is they don't really have a direction when it comes to what they want for their health, right? They don't really have a direction. They're kind of just trying to stay skinny, right? Which isn't the answer to health and healing. So they're trying to stay skinny, and it's just not working out. And so we want to realize that this is the time of year that you might have a weight loss goal, but weight loss is going to be a side effect. Weight loss is going to be a side effect. That if you bring down inflammation in the body, you are going to lose weight. That if you burn more calories than you consume, you're going to lose weight. Now, that doesn't mean calories in and calories out. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is this, is that if you start to consume quality food and you start to get quality exercise and rest, your body is going to want to operate efficiently. A sign of weight loss, okay, what causes weight loss, I'm sorry, is a sign of your body wants to function in an optimal way. So if your body wants to adapt and function to the demand that you're placing on it, the body's going to say, no. We don't want this extra weight. We want to lose this extra 20 pounds, right? Because you're demanding more out of the body, and therefore you're feeding the body with the right nutrients. So the body's going to say, well, this is efficient. You're giving my body what it needs. I don't want to carry an extra 20 pounds. It literally, reverse how you think about weight loss, okay? It's not about just a number on the scale. It's about, wait, why did my body lose weight? It lost weight because I'm feeding it what it needs. I'm putting a demand on it to burn calories, i.e. exercise. I'm getting the rest to recover. Therefore, my body's becoming a more efficient machine, right? I know it's crazy to view your body as a machine, but it really is. It's a healing machine. Your body's becoming a more efficient machine. So therefore, it's going to lose the weight it doesn't want to carry anymore. Have you ever heard releasing weight, right? That it's some people think that's cheesy. It's not cheesy. I think it's right on, because if you're doing everything right, your body's going to say, I don't want this anymore. So literally going to get rid of it, right? And so we want to make sure that you just have the right mindset about weight loss. If you have any questions or struggles about weight loss and you're looking for someone to really coach you through that and what that looks like, whether you're in the office or you're not in the office, what I've started to do is really having consultations with people to say, how can we walk you through that? What does that look like? We're doing more virtual consultations, more virtual coaching, more virtual doctoring, if you want to call it. And so if you're interested in that, and you want to see if I can help you, what I do is I start off with a complimentary consultation where literally you schedule a time to get on the phone. I talk about your goals, where you've been, where you're at, where you're going, and we figure out what's the game plan going forward. What does that look like? What is best for you, and how can we meet those needs? And so if you're looking for a complimentary phone consultation, which I don't do this all the time outside of the radio, but whenever I promote it on the radio, I want to make sure you know that I'm not going to let cost and time be a barrier to get started. That's the number one excuse people, number one and two excuses, that time and money, you don't have it. Well, we don't even know what we need so to get there. So let's not make that excuse anymore. So if you are wanting to schedule a complimentary phone consultation with me, all you have to do is pick up the phone and I want you to text in. I want you to text in right now. And I want you to say in that text, phone consult. How about that? I want you to text in phone consult. And what we'll do is I'll start working with you by getting a scheduled phone call in. My goal is within the next 7 days maximum. Okay. So the number to text in to get a complimentary phone consult with myself and you, of course, the number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Guys, what's amazing is this, is that when we see people texting, and my phone is going off right now, which is awesome. So hang tight. I'll promise you'll get to your texts and your calls, okay? What's going on is we actually see people wanting to change. Like they're wanting to take back control of their health. And I got to tell you, it's inspiring. And for those of you that are listening to the show week in, week out, that your patients in person or virtually, I will tell you, I want to acknowledge you, because getting healthy, the principles might be simple. The concepts are simple, but actually doing it is challenging. I'll say the principles of getting healthy are quite simple. They're not complex. The challenge is actually sticking to it, even when you fall off the wagon. Are you going to get back up again? Or are you going to avoid year after year after year, which where most of our Americans have done, and we've said, you know what, it's just okay because it's my age. It's just okay because everyone else does it. It's just okay because my mom had it. It's just okay because I'm going to be taking medication for the rest of my life. Listen, I want to acknowledge you. If you're striving to be healthier this year than you were last year, no matter what your age is, no matter what your age is, I want to acknowledge you and tell you that you're doing what you should be doing. Once again, the number to text in is 314-323-7214. Hang tight. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Max Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health and Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airwaves. I know if you guys are just tuning in, one of the biggest things that we're talking about currently is you know, how do we really become counterculture in this next year, this next season of life? Because the reality is every year that you get older, the healthier you should get. I will tell you, I'm healthier now at 39 than I was at 29. Some call that wisdom, dropping old habits, bad habits, implementing new habits. But I will tell you that your body will adapt to the demand you placed on it. So whether that demand is a negative demand or a positive demand, your body will adapt to that. You know, there's a lot of times where people just kind of go through life with blinders on, not really getting their head out of the sand. And all of a sudden they retire and they realize they've lost their health completely. And so what I would encourage you to do is start to look at your life from a different lens, that life is short. Life is short. And the lens I want you to look at is, what do you want your health to look like in 15 years from now? What do you want your health to look like when your kid is 20 years old? When your grandkid is 5 years old? You know, what does that actually look like? What does that feel like? Are you on a walker? Are you using a cane? Can you not travel anymore because you've lost your health? Are you depressed? Are you sad? Are you lonely? Are you kind of at a loss? Are you irritable, upset, or are you full of joy? Are you, do you love your life? Are you not limited by age-related disease or chronic illness that maybe your lifestyle has created over time? What does that look like and feel like to you? These may be hard questions to think about or ask yourself. And I would encourage you, the hard's going to come. So either it's hard for you to deal with it now and put yourself into that position now, or it's going to be hard when you're living in that position. And so I just wanted to encourage you and acknowledge you for being on the radio show listening right now. For most of you that I know who are either doing things in our office or things from our office, you know, you're not doing it without a purpose, right? I mean, and that's the thing, is that I always want to remind you as listeners that we can give you all the action steps in the world, but the reality is that unless you have a why behind that, it's going to be short-lived, and candidly, it's going to be a waste of time, right? So, you know, these challenges that go on in different arenas of health, and even we're doing one right now in the office, a 30-day challenge with our patients. And you know, what's cool with that is that it gives you an opportunity to really self-examine, to really say, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? How do I change that? How do I really implement lifestyle habits that can hopefully last beyond 30 days? That's the goal for me when we're doing that with clients and patients, that when I'm teaching people about how to do a 30-day challenge or a 90-day challenge or whatever that case is, it's not just for that 30, 75, or 90 days. It's so you can actually implement it as a lifestyle for the rest of your life, not for perfection purposes, but for progress purposes. We want to make sure that in a year from now, you're healthier than you were the year before. That is the mindset. And that's how you should enter every decision you make when it comes to your health, that you're going to do this. The goal is that you're going to see the return on investment in the next 12 months, the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. You know, when I think about my health, I think about walking on the beach, playing catch with my great grandkids. I think about traveling the world with my great grandkids. I think about not being the one that's slowing people down in the family. I want to be the head of the pack, right? You know, I think about I think about being able to lead my family, to lead my grandkids. What does that look like? And lead them not just from an emotional or spiritual level, but like physically. I want them to look at me and say, "He's the healthiest person in this room." And we thought he was crazy when he was when he was younger. Well, now we know why he was crazy. Is because he's the healthiest person in this room. He's on no medications. He doesn't have to get surgery. There's no walker or cane. He's here to actually be with our family, and that's why he did the crazy things. And so I'll side note here, if you're doing the crazy things when it comes to your health, the good crazy things, not the bad crazy things, if you're doing the good crazy things when it comes to your health, or you're the weird one in the culture, or people are like, "Why did you do that?" or "Why are you doing that?" Listen, you're on the right track. I will tell you, if you're going with the majority right now, when it comes to the decisions for your health, you're missing the boat completely. You're missing it altogether. And so I would encourage you that when you feel like you're going against the current, when you are the weird one, when you are counterculture right now with what's happening in our country and across the world, then you are exactly where you're designed to be to get the great results you want. If you can't stand medications, and whether you're on them or not, if you can't stand them, just that feeling of, "I don't want to be on medication," even if you have to be on one, is better than people just succumbing to the fact that we're just going to be on medications forever. It's human nature to take a pill and try to feel better. I mean, kids are doing it. Teenagers do it, where "I feel bad, I take a pill." Like, they have no idea what the pill does to them, but they think, because our culture's allowed it and commercials have told us that, and maybe our parents or grandparents have told us that if you feel bad, you deserve a pill, which is going to make everything better. It's just not working. You know, I was talking to a teacher just a couple weeks ago. She was saying that 50% of the kids in her classroom are medicated for ADHD. And she's like, "I can tell when their medication wears off." And I was like, I didn't say this to her, but I was just like, this is freaking sad. Like, people and teachers are like, "Well, they're on medication so they get better grades." Half of the class is taking medications. So what does that teach an 8, 9, 10-year-old? What does that teach them? It teaches them, and what does the culture teach them? That if you feel bad, take a pill and everything's better. That if you can't learn, take a pill and everything's better. Just because you can't sit in your seat and read doesn't mean you need a freaking pill, right? And it just bothers me so much that we've gotten to this point in our culture, and guess what? Who's allowed it? People, many listeners of the show think I'm mad at pharmaceutical companies. I don't know why you would think that. Or medical doctors, which is actually not true at all. I work with a lot of medical doctors. And people think that I'm like mad at the medical system, or I hate the medical model. No, I can't stand, the people that are in it are just trying to help people, right? It's the nurses, doctors, surgeons, specialists, primary care physicians, they're just trying to help people. They've got a profession, they're trying to help people. But what's happened is that the system is absolutely broken. Right, I'm not mad at the system though. You know why the system was created, right? And the model was created because they're meeting the needs of the demand of the patient. Do you see that? So they're meeting the needs of the demand of the patient. And guess what's happening? Patients are walking in, paying a copay and expecting a pill. That's what's happening. And the patients don't want to take responsibility. They just don't want it. Medical doctors who give medications all day long, the people that need it, who order medical tests, who do surgery. I have nurses who are all medicine, right? And I go, and they say this, they go, "Everything you do in your clinic, the five essentials, focusing on mindset, chiropractic, nutrition, exercise, detoxing, all those things, we all agree on that." The medical system actually, believe it or not, if you go to the right professional, agrees on that. And so then the next question is, do you teach your patients about that? And they go, "No, we do not." And they say, "Why?" And they say, "The patients don't listen. The patients just won't do it." And so when one of our patients from our health center goes back to their medical doctor every year for their annual physical or blood work, the doctor's like, "We don't usually see this. We usually see people getting older, getting more medications and gaining more weight." So like, be the weird one in the office that day. So at your next medical doctor's appointment, if they're like baffled that you've lost weight and your blood pressure's coming down and you don't need this medication anymore, and you know, whatever that is, that you've pretty much reversed sickness, suffering, disease. You're literally reversing your age. They're going to be baffled because guess what? You're the one out of 100 people that have done it. That it's just a fact. Like, from the age 50 to 55, people gain weight and get on medication. That's just what doctors are used to seeing. So just wait. What if you actually maintain a healthy weight, whatever that is, from 50 to 55? What if your blood pressure stabilized without medication? What if your cholesterol was actually considered normal? And what if you felt better than you ever had before from 50 to 55? I mean, the doctors and nurses in that office would be shocked because they're not used to seeing that. So shock people. Shock people with your results. Shock people with what you do in your health. Guess what? It's the best place to be, right? One of the things I wanted to leave you guys with is actually out of our newsletter this month, and it's how to smile more this year, right? So I want to make sure, if you're not getting our newsletter and you want to get our newsletter, I would highly encourage you start getting it, because once again, it's complimentary. And I want to make sure that you have access to all the resources we have online. But we send out monthly newsletters of different recipes, of different articles, of different blogs, and it just gives you some food for thought. You don't have to think about it. It goes in your inbox, you see it, it's great. Well, if you want to get on our newsletter list, all you got to do is send in your name and your email address, and we will get you signed up for that. The number to text in with your name and your email address to get you signed up for the newsletter list, and this is something, we never sell this, there's no spam, it's just literally information about your health. And once again, it's free, so might as well take advantage of it. The number you're going to text in your name and your email address to get on the newsletter list is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. I am going to go through a quick list of our most recent blog, so because I thought it was interesting and just a positive thing to share after I just beat up the medical system and beat up some of you who have just relied on medication and blamed things on your age for the last 30 years. So the top 10 things to help you or someone you love smile more. I know this is kind of cheesy, but it's a good reminder of some of the things that I like this list, because some of them really hit home for me. Giving someone a compliment. So if affirmations is a love language of yours, you have to give it out too. So giving someone a compliment is a great way just to make the other person smile and feel good about themselves. Make a snack you loved as a child. This is going back to those, like, whether it's a hearty meal, whether it's a chicken noodle soup, whether it's ants on a log, whatever that snack is that you loved as a child. Maybe it's a grilled cheese, you know, who knows? But that just kind of warms the heart, warms the soul. Pick up the phone and call a friend. I think we've gotten away from that. I feel like we've really, with technology, which is good, texting and emailing and the social media platforms, is great, but it's overutilized, I believe. I feel like we got to get on the phone and just hear someone's voice and hear the tone in the voice, FaceTime them so they can see your facial expressions. You know, I think calling a friend and making it a point every week to stay in touch with people. And you know what? It's maybe the same person, might be different people. It does bring fruit to your life and fruit to your day. Watching a sunrise or sunset. If you want to watch a sunrise, you got to be a morning person. So, did you guys know that we're all designed to be morning people, that we're all designed to wake up with the sun and not be night owls? I don't really think saying I'm a night owl or a morning person is just because you were created that way. I think that's our habits have allowed that to happen. Because the reality is our hormones are, and our production of melatonin, cortisol, insulin, estrogen, testosterone really function off the same cycle, right? Unless you're working nights, that's a different story. But we function off the same cycle. We need to be in sleep, asleep between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. at the minimum. And then everything else outside of that's a bonus. That's when our hormones reset. That's when our cortisol levels drop. That's when all of our sex hormones come up in the middle of the night. Also, our melatonin spikes between 10 and 2. So if you're missing those windows because you're watching Netflix or you're just calling yourself a night owl, or if you're anxious or stressed, whatever that is, you're missing a big component of healing. So watching the sunrise is important. Watching the sunset is also just literally brings down your blood pressure and gets your body ready for the evening time. Clearing out your inbox, this is something that I love to do whenever I do it, but making sure you're looking at your emails and cleaning those out on a weekly basis or monthly basis, whatever that looks like for you. Listening to music, specifically your favorite music in whatever capacity that is. This is a big state change. You know, I talk about mindset and state changes in our life. Music's a great way to get you in the right state, whether it's relaxed state, a hyped up state, a worship state. It's huge. Number 7 is give a hug, you know, so physical touch. If you haven't hugged the ones closest to you recently, just grab them. pull them in tight and hug them. There is actual endorphins that are released with physical touch, whether you like it or not. You should definitely do it. Celebrate your victories. And this is important. So not just celebrating the big wins, but I would encourage you to celebrate the small wins in life. It's so easy with chaos and busyness. What happens is that we forget to celebrate the small things. So celebrate the small wins. Tell a funny story or hear a funny story. I mean, laughter is incredible. So use laughter as your medicine, okay? Once again, if you want to get our newsletter, the number to text in with your name and your email address is 314-323-7214. We got a great rest of the show lineup for you, so hang tight. We'll be right back after the break.
Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here, located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. We've had a lot of people texting in and calling today, and that's incredible. We gave a couple of opportunities to get connected with what we're doing in the office. One is our new patient appointments. A lot of people are struggling right now. Don't really know what to do with that ailment. Maybe it's allergies. Maybe it's neck pain, headaches, back pain, sciatica. Hip pain, and you don't really know where to go. You're sick of injections. You don't want medications. You don't want to get surgery. I offered an awesome opportunity for people to come to the office for a new patient appointment, which involves a 45-minute, 60-minute consultation with one of our team doctors, going over all of your health history, going over your current state of health, and going over your health goals going forward. We do a complete posture, range of motion, nervous system scan, and a full set of x-rays in the clinic. Normally, that's couples of thousands of dollars in the medical office, but we're only doing it for $60 today. So if you're wanting to get a new patient appointment in the clinic, please call the number. I will schedule you. The number to call to schedule a new patient appointment in our office is 314-323-7214. Also, if you're looking for a complimentary phone consult, I've been doing these over the last year, and it's been really incredible to hear people want to have a blueprint for their health. Listen, if you want your dream house or the health of the house of your dreams, you have to have an amazing blueprint to get there. And so same thing for our health. If you want the health of your dreams, the most ideal health that you deserve in 15 to 20 years from now, it requires a blueprint. It requires a game plan and a map to get there. And so what I've been doing is offering complimentary phone consults to patients, whether they're in town or out of town, virtually, to really see how we can help meet those needs and help develop a blueprint. If you're wanting a phone consult, please text in right now. I want you to text in phone consult. And the number to text in is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You know, as we've been talking on the show and talking about the medical model and talking about just having a different mindset behind how your body's ability to heal, you know, I think one of the biggest things right now to speak to what people are desiring and wanting is people texting, asking about weight loss and nutrition and exercise and all those things. I want to remind you that it's never just about the number on the scale. This is so important because, listen, a healthy lifestyle is going to lead to the number that your body desires on that scale. And guess what? Everyone's body is different. Everyone's bone structure is different. I don't think relying on the BMI chart is as accurate as what they once thought it was. Why? Because we all have different structures, all different muscle to fat percentages. It's just completely different. We can't just put ourselves on a scale, on a chart based off of our height, our age, and our weight. It's just not accurate. And so I would encourage you to be careful. Be careful with what you rate as a good barometer of your health. I really disagree with the BMI chart completely. I don't think it's accurate. We start putting kids on charts from day one. So I actually don't agree with the whole chart system altogether because it hasn't been changed in years, in, you know, 50, 60, 70 years, but we're still putting, but guess what else has changed? Hormones have changed. Our culture has changed, right? Food has changed. A level of activity in our society has changed. Technology has changed. All these things have changed, but the charts haven't. And so how can we accurately put a baby or a kid or even an adult on a chart, an accurate chart, and that's going to be the determining point of our health. It's just not. And I think it's time that we start to wrap our head around that. Some of us have poor, really bad relationships with not just weight loss, but with scales or charts. And it's time that we don't put our value in who we are on a scale. It's just really inaccurate. So it just doesn't make sense. And so I would really just encourage you to get back to listening to what your body needs and doing that for yourself over time. It's the habits over time that's going to get you the results that you desire and want most. And you know what? If you start to think about the vision of what your body is going to be like in 15 to 20 years, some of you are scared to think about that vision. But I'll tell you, like, you know, I said this earlier on the show, like I turned 40 in February, and I got to tell you, when I'm 60, I'm gonna be the healthiest 60-year-old I know. Like that's the vision right now. Things might happen along the way. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, but I'll tell you, that's my vision, is that in 20 years from now, I'm the healthiest 60-year-old around. And that's what we want to get to. And not just healthy from a fitness or physique level. That's not even what I'm really referring to. I meant like the ability to live the life to the fullest, right? If I want an abundant life, I better be healthy, because I can't get there without health. You can't get somewhere to have an abundant life if you're physically not well. How do I know that? Talk to anybody who's sick, right? Nothing else matters when you lose your health, right? Not that trip to Disney, not your job, not going on a date, not the bottle of wine. Nothing matters in life. Not your retirement, by the way. Not your net worth. None of that matters when you lose your health. Nothing matters. Health is the number one asset. And once we start to wrap our head around that, my body is an investment, and the return on investment is not going to come tomorrow or next year. It's going to come in 20 years from now. That's when we start to make changes today. It's the why, not the how. It's not the diet that we talk about. It's not the supplement that I'm about to talk about. It's not the exercise that I talk about. It's literally the return on investment is going to come in 15 years from now by the lifestyle changes you make today. Not perfect, not perfection, but progress, right? I did have someone that texted in over the break who wanted to learn about one of the supplements. And so instead of just answering for that person that texted in, I wanted to actually go over it with you guys, because this might be something that you'd be interested in, and a lot of our patients love it in the clinic. It's called Metabolics Burn. Metabolics Burn is a supplementation that really helps support a healthy lifestyle. So we realize healthy weight management is dependent on a lot of varieties and factors. It's not just one silver bullet that does it. It's not just eating kale. It's not going to just have you maintain your weight. It's not like eating oatmeal every morning is going to maintain weight. It's multifaceted factors, right? But the factors include nutrition, diet, exercise, stress management, obviously healthy hormones, healthy blood sugar, and a ton of more things. But those are just a couple things that we have to take into account when we're thinking about healthy weight management. So in order to properly manage weight and promote fat loss, if that's what you want to do, it's obviously important to have a healthy lifestyle with multifaceted approach. It's not just one thing, okay? But in order to further boost weight loss or fat loss and promote a healthy lifestyle, sometimes supplements can help. And this is one of those supplements that does help with that. The blend of supplement that it has, and this is something that I take and I love. I've been taking it now for a few years, and it's been really great for me. The Metabolics Burn is what I'm talking about. Some of the things that it does, it helps support healthy fat loss, metabolism, body composition, with a combination of vitamins, minerals, and plant extracts. This really helps provide necessary nutrients that we may not be getting in our everyday diet, like green tea extract, chromium, pantothenic acid, vitamin B6, forskolin extract, which I didn't really know what that was until I had to look it up, American ginseng, Garcinia extract, Banaba extract, GABA, L-carnitine, vanadium. So these are all like, some of them sound like drugs, but they're not. They're all plant extracts. And so what these does is it really helps fill in the gaps of the things that we're not getting in our diet day in, day out. But I love it because it helps really with metabolic function and helps cravings. If you ever feel like you just can't get enough food, this is one of those things that's really helped me over time. And just think about giving that extra boost, because it's not only going to help with eating habits, but it also helps support hormone balance and proper appetite, which is great. So it's more about hormone balance than anything. It's not a fat loss pill. It's not an energy pill. So if you want more information on metabolic burn, I can send you the link to that. We do carry it in the clinic. And so I'm going to let you know right now the number to text in if you want to learn more about metabolic burn and you want to get access to this. Like I said, I'll send you the link. The number to text in to get the link to metabolic burn is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. This is one of those things that we don't supplement. We don't take supplements to take the place of food. I want to remind you of that. We don't take supplements to take the place of food. We take supplements to fill in the gaps. And not all supplements are created equal, right? It's the quality of supplement that matters. It's what's in the supplement that matters. And if I ever talk about a supplement, you can buy it. You don't have to buy it. You can look at what it is. You don't have to. I don't care. I just share it with you because everyone asks what I take. So I want to make sure you know, transparency, full disclaimer, I'm taking the supplements that I talk about week in, week out, so you know that it's not just a product that I'm telling you to take, right? I take it for a reason. Some of you may want it, some of you may want it, not want it, and that's okay. But I got to tell you because, you know, I'm doing it myself. So if you want more information about metabolic burn, once again, or schedule a new patient appointment, please call or text this number, 314-323-7214. Just a reminder, we are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And the last thing of the show is going to be incredible. Some amazing testimonies lined up that I'm going to share with you. It just brings you hope about health and healing. And I just want to remind you that this information is not just for you. It's for everyone that you love and care about. So share it, share it, share it. Hang tight. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Max Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a health center that really has a mission to transform the way you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease, so you can live to your God-given potential without the use of drugs, surgeries, unnecessary pills, potions, and lotions. We really want you to live an abundant life. And reality is that to get to an abundant life that you desire and want, to really make the most of life, you have to have your health. I said this last segment, if you lose your health, you lose everything. It's the most important asset. And so wrapping your head around that is so important. What I see in our culture is that when someone loses their health, they blame it on everybody but themselves. And this is something that we have to start to change. That it's not your age, it's not your genetics, it's not the bad knee that mom had, it's not the extra 20 pounds that your dad carried, it's not that your insurance didn't cover it, it's not because you're 60 years old. No, it's because you've neglected your body for years and you didn't know that you were neglecting it until now you felt it. You know, I hear like, I'm 40 now and everything falls apart. I hear that all the time. I'm 60. It's just getting old, you know, sucks, you know, whatever it is. Well, but it's what you've done in the last, or what your body's been through. Whether it happened to you or you allowed it to happen is a different story. What your body's been through over the last 15, 30, 40, 60 years is where you're at today, right? So if you smoke for 30 years, COPD doesn't just happen to you. You smoke for 30 years. If you didn't care what you ate, you never exercised a day in your life, and you had a heart attack at 50, is that early? 100%. But you also ignored your body for the last 30 years, 40 years. Like, just take ownership, right? And I'm not being insensitive to that. Like, I don't want anyone to have heart attack or cancer or diabetes or a bad knee. Like, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, like, we can't just say, well, I had nothing to do with it. Once we start to take responsibility for things, then we start to realize that we actually can control some things in life when it comes to our health. We can control what our body does. We can meaning exercise-wise. Are we moving every day? We control what we put in the body. We can control, hey, does my spine look healthy or not? If it doesn't, then we can fix that. We can control our mindset. We can control our environment, but we can control our mindset. We can control the types of chemicals or cleaning products that we buy at the store. Like, if we can control that, then let's do that. But we can't control everything. I'm not saying that. But for the things we can't control, let's have a little bit more responsibility within that, right? Because you don't just have a heart attack because you're 60 years old. You don't just have a bad left knee because it's 60 years old. Your right knee is 60 years old too, right? I love that. When people say, well, my right shoulder hurts, it must be because I'm 60. I go, how old is your left shoulder, right? And we'll laugh about it now, but they're like, oh, you're right. It's 60 years old. So it's not age that determines your health. I said this earlier that I'm going to be 40 in February, and I'll tell you that I'll be healthier at 40 now than I was at 30. I can guarantee you I am, because I've had more wisdom. I know what my body needs, what it doesn't need. My body responds. I listen to my body more. And I think that's one thing that we have to start to do. And this is why I'm teaching you guys this. It's not just for you, but it's for your household. It's for your extended family. Because guess what's happening now is that teenagers, if they feel bad, or they have acne, or they're depressed, or they're anxious, or they're sad, or you know, they don't do good in school, or you know, what they're sick a lot, they go to pills. That's their answer. They say, well, they come up with excuses. Well, I have acne because I'm 15. So no, it's because you just ate like crap for the last year, because you don't sleep at night, because you don't get any activity, and because I haven't seen you drink any water. You don't drink water, you drink soda. So like, no, you're gonna have bad skin, right? And so I think we got to step back and say, like, are we making lifestyle changes, not just for ourselves, but to help the people around us? Because guess what? More is caught than is taught, right? More is caught than is taught. So people are gonna watch you more than they're gonna learn from you versus just by communicating, right? They're gonna watch you, see how you live your life. That's your kids, that's your grandkids, that's your spouse, more than if you telling them they should do this or not do this. And I think that's another level of implementation of lifestyle modification, is when you're realizing that the things that you do are also enhancing the people around you without them having to do it. That's one of the things that I'll tell you that, you know, I'm pretty loud at home. I'm loud at, not just for a reason of just, you know, having fun and being crazy or disciplining, but I'm loud with my activities because I want to make sure that my kids know, okay, dad goes and works out in the morning. Dad doesn't eat this. Dad wouldn't like this because of this. Dad likes this because of this. Like, they know that I take supplements and I don't take medication. They know that if they get sick, they're not going to ask me for medication because I don't have it in the home. I'll give them more homeopathic supplements and vitamins that will, you know, help the immune system get back, but they're not going to ask me for Tylenol. They're not going to ask me for cough medicine. They're not going to say to go to the doctor, like, unless it's a dire situation, right? But they're not going to ask me for Advil, ibuprofen, Tums. Like, it's just not going to happen because I don't have it and I won't give it to them, because there's other things, healthier options that they can do to boost their immune system and get them right. And so I would encourage you that the changes you make, if you do them long enough as a lifestyle habit, they are going to influence people around you. And really, don't we all want that in life? Don't we want to be able to influence the others around us in a healthy way to bring value to their life? And I don't just mean your significant other or your kids. I'm talking about your neighbors, your friends, people at work, people at church. Like, I want your lifestyle to be a direct reflection of what the people around you want. And this is not from an ego or pride perspective. This is just, people don't know. People don't know. And I'll tell you, the older I get, right, the more my friends come around and ask me more questions, like, how did you do that? How do I do this? I'm trying to do this heavy metal detox. I want to lose weight. What do you suggest? Da 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 da. Like, so maybe when I was 25, they didn't listen because we're 25. But now that we're almost 40, they're like, oh wow, I need to probably start taking care of my health because I've ignored it for years. Guess who's always tried to take care of his health? Not perfectly, but try to do the right things. Okay, Dr. Nick has. So I'm going to go ask him. And so now I'm starting to see this happening with a big portion of my friendships, is that people are really trying to do things right for their body, do things right for their health. And guess what? It's never too late. If you're 80 years old, it's never too late. If you're 90 years old, it's never too late. You're still going to get great results if you do the right things for your body. Because why? Your body always wants to heal on your behalf. It is an absolute fact that your body is designed to heal, it desires to heal. It wants to actually thrive. Listen, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I mean, if you believe that, then our actions should support that. This is the thing. I'll tell you that in the church, the number one prayer request on the prayer list, week in, week out, is usually for health problems. Usually for health problems. And so, listen, if we believe we were fearfully and wonderfully made, if we believe we're designed for a purpose and our body is working for us and never against us, because that would go against the design of our body if it was working against us. But if the body is working for you and not against you, if we truly believe that, then our actions, the things that we can control, the things that we put on our body, in our body, around our body, things that we do with our body, is going to support that belief system. The problem is that if we believe we're fearfully and wonderfully made and that we're designed to heal and, you know, our body's a healing machine and we say it out loud and we believe it, but our actions don't support that belief model, that philosophy, then that level of contradiction will lead to the level of destruction. That means it will leave us in a hospital bed praying for an answer when our lifestyle didn't contribute or support the fearfully and wonderfully made fact that our body wants to heal. And listen, the body never needs help to heal. It just needs no interference. The body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. So whether that interference is between your ears, which is your mindset, saying everything's negative, the world's coming to an end, the stock market's going to crash, the food's expensive, I'm never going to be healthy, it's my parents' fault, and my genes are bad, da-da-da-da-da. That's a negative mindset. That is an absolute interference with the body's ability to heal itself. And this isn't universe talk. It just is what it is. Like, research shows that the more negative thoughts creates more negative habits, which creates more negative health. It's just true. It's a fact. Two, an interference could be a physical interference in your spine, damaging the nervous system. It damages the spine and the nervous system. And most people don't realize this. I'll go over a testimony before the end of the show today so you know, like, people could do everything right, but if their spine's bad, everything's bad. If the spine's bad, everything's bad. Nutrition is that what you fuel your body with, what you actually fuel your cells with. Like, food is energy for your cells. And so are you going to help it or are you going to hurt it? Are you going to help your body or are you going to hurt, you're going to interfere it with toxic chemicals? Exercise. Is our you know, stagnant lifestyle going to interfere with our heart health and lung health? Absolutely it will. So we have to be moving. We got to get our heart pumping, our lungs open up every single day. And then toxicity is a direct interference with our healing capacity. With all the chemicals we put on or in our body, the toxicity exposure is extremely high. It has been getting that way for the last years. And people don't even realize it because guess what? They like the smell of Tide. They like the smell of Windex. They like how Windex looks. They like how this candle smells. They like Bath and Body Works. They like this for their hair. They like this for their, just because it smells good or just because they've always bought it. Well, I tell you, look at the chemicals in that, and it's detrimental for your health. A little bit every day over time is not moderation. It's every day over time. And then all of a sudden we wonder why we're toxic or we have heavy metals because we've ignored that for years. Well, people don't really know to look at it. Now you know to look at it, right? And so I'll tell you, one of those people that has had interference, physical interference in her spine, his name is Bill. Bill came in the office and he was doing all the right supplements. He actually came in from the radio show. He was doing all the right supplements. He was going to local gyms in the area, doing yoga. I mean, for a 50-year-old guy, he was doing a lot of things right. You know, he looked great. He was doing a lot of things right. Did not look 50, I'll tell you that. But he came in and he goes, you know, Dr. Nick, I heard you on the radio show and you said something that really stuck out to me. He said that if there's damage in my spine, there could be dysfunction in my body, which means my body's not going to heal at 100%. I go, that's exactly right. He goes, and if there is damage in my spine, that could actually cause sickness and disease down the road. And I go, that 100% is absolutely right. He goes, this was crazy. He goes, I'm doing everything right. Like, I go to your website, I get your online workshops, I've followed you for years, I'm doing everything right. But for some reason, I'm having a hard time sleeping over the last couple of years. My hormones are completely out of whack. And what's happening is I'm starting to develop this neck pain and headache for the last year. I've tried to stretch it out. I'm trying to do everything right, taking these natural anti-inflammatories, and it's just not working. And he goes, I've realized I never actually came in your office to see what my spine looks like. He goes, I'm tired of just trying to put a Band-Aid on it. I'm ready to fix it. So we did a full exam of his spine, and we saw damage in his neck, bone spurs, disc degeneration, putting pressure on the spinal cord nerve system that we would have never found out unless we x-rayed. Well, we started adjusting his spine. We start adjusting his spine. And what's incredible is this, is that with the adjustments, with the rehab that we do in our clinic, we saw amazing changes. He started to sleep 89 hours a night. He said he's happier than he's ever been before. He feels like his supplements are working better. His digestion started to improve. He didn't realize there was a problem with his digestion. And what's awesome is that now his headaches and neck pain are gone. And he says, I feel like I'm doing everything right now. I was missing a component. Now I'm not. If you're wanting a new patient appointment and you want to see if we can help you for a new patient exam, we cover everything and we get a full set of x-rays. Normally it's $150, but if you call in right now, it's only $60. So pick up the phone and call. I'll schedule you for a new patient appointment. The number to call right now for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. Tune in next time and have a blessed week. Bye. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.